Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. We just got energy that's coming from everywhere. You know, today, just, you know, I told you, look outside how wonderful the trees. I mean, the trees are dancing, so we need to dance with them, okay? You know, the thing is we need to enjoy life. All of us go through ups and downs. All of us have the things we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, driving down the street. You know, I'm in Atlanta, so you know we go through the traffic. But the thing is, you got to see what your attitude when you go through that situation. Because if you're upset and the person next to you driving upset, that's not going to be a good situation, okay? And then you're going to bring that stress home, okay? And, you know, I enjoy being at my home. And I, you know, everybody, you know, it's not a house, it's a home. You know, you want to enjoy yourself, relax. You want to just enjoy life. But, you know, we have to, and people say, you always say, believe, trust, and walk it out. Yes. When situations come in my life, that's what you got to do. I mean, when you lose your job, you know I went from six figures to zero in one day. You know that. You know my death of my brother. I mean, these are, you know, and I don't want to characterize stress and grief, but that's kind of a big one when stuff like that happens. But when things happen, you know, from domestic violence, from losing your home, losing your job, you know, losing money on the stock market, all that is all forms of grief, okay? And you have to realize that, you know, of course, you know, I'm a believer in God, you know, so that's my first thing I go to is because there's no way I can be in the situations I'm in right now if it wasn't for him. But you have to go with your beliefs and what you believe in. You have to do your affirmation. You have to do your motivational quotes, scriptures, videos, things that's going to inspire you. Just don't stop, get it, like I always say. But the wonderful thing today on this show, you know, Good Deeds, what we do here, we actually promote and showcase other people's, their vision, their dreams, their passions, of course, and their purpose. We have an awesome, oh, this one, young lady, when I met she has a warm spirit. And, you know, I'm tall, so, you know, I really appreciate because she was tall as well. So it was kind of nice. But you know what? Miss Tanya Hare, she's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young lady. I mean, you know, and I just like when young people, you know, I'm saying I'm old, okay? But anyway, I like when they express themselves through poetry, through spoken word, through novels. I mean, you know, and the whole goal of Tanya Harris, she told us, is to inspire people, inspire them to have conversations, to them to express themselves through music, and, you know, it's through life experiences they've been through. But the thing is, the things we go through, we have to have a creative expression and express those things. You know, a lot of people going through situations, they're similar. Every situation is not the same, you know, but it helps when you kind of hear somebody else or what they going through, because that actually going to make you feel like, hey, wait a minute, I'm actually okay. You know, I'm not, as you know, and I'll be honest, what I used to say, I'm, you know, kind of weird or different, you know, but we are different. But the thing is, we have to realize we have to have a positive response of the things that we're going through. And I just can't wait. Right now, we're going to introduce you this wonderful, wonderful young lady. I mean, she's just a warm spirit, and we're going to actually have a firsthand, you know, as the old people say, the word going to come, but she's going to actually recite some of her wonderful poetry right here on Good Deeds. So you just better sit back and relax. Now, if you drive and keep, you know, hand on the steering wheel, okay? But the thing is, Miss Tanya Harris is here at Good Deeds. Welcome, Tanya. How you doing?
Thank you, Renee. I'm doing great. I'm very, very happy to be here on the show. Thank you for having me.
Well, God bless you. Woo, I was telling them that when we met, it just seemed like, I know that lady. You know, the thing with social media is so wonderful that we connect with people. When we actually meet them face-to-face, we already have a connection, so that actually puts us on a whole nother level. So I really, really, truly mean you, and thank you again for being here on Good Deeds.
No problem at all. My pleasure, totally, Renee.
Well, let's start this off now. Tell us a little bit, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit more, because we know, I know what's going down. But tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm originally from Memphis. Been living in Georgia since about 2000. I really just love to write, honestly. I write anything that comes to mind. I love writing poetry because in poetry, I feel like I can really, really express how I feel or express scenes that I've seen or the emotions that other people are going through. It just seems like it just pours out into poetry more so than it does in novels. But I also love writing novels because I love telling a story. So I truly am passionate about writing anything.
Now, you know, guys, you heard what she said. She said anything. Now, that's a writer because, you know, certain people can do certain things. Now, I'm going to speak for myself because I can talk about myself. There's certain things I can write and certain things I can't. You know, with all this SEO stuff you got to have for certain blogs and the things you have to have for the squeeze pages, you know, I stay in my lane. So, you know, that's something I delegate out. But, you know, this young lady said she could write anything. Now, but tell us, you know, because a lot of people are aspiring writers. All of us have a story. Just let us, you know, are you one of the writers that actually a particular time and a particular place that you actually do your writing?
I don't have a particular time. I'll write all day. And as far as having a particular place, no, I don't. I do like writing outside, writing in the park. I've done that before. As long as I can plug in my earbuds and listen to some music, I can write anywhere. But I do find that writing outside sometimes inspires me a little bit more because it kind of opens my mind. You know, seeing different scenes, it influences my writing, but I don't have a favorite place or favorite time of day.
Well, that's awesome because I'm the same way. I'm like that too. But you know, I've heard you go to these conferences and stuff, and people present they bring that up, and then I'd be kind of saying, oh well, I must be weird. But the thing is, you have to find out where your place is in writing. But let's get more into the things. Tell us about you guys gonna hear it now. The awesome things that you actually have written. And you know, don't hold it back now. You let us know the juicy stuff because it is her books. Okay, come on now. You're going to hear on Good Deeds the wonderful things that this young lady is doing. So I know you're going to be booking her all around the country, but let's just dive into the actual work that you do.
I have a novel out now, Supposedly Broken. It is available on Amazon, Google Play, Nook, Hudson Booksellers, and Asheville Black Books mobile bookstore, AshevilleBlackBooks.com. That is my first published work. It pretty much to give you a brief synopsis of the book. It follows the adult lives of a group of people who have experienced childhood tragedies, and because those tragedies were not assessed properly, they carried over a lot of emotion, a lot of broken emotions into their adult lives. And it follows their adult lives until the point of resolution. I do write poetry often. I don't have a poetry book out yet. However, I am working on a spoken word CD. I'm going to start production on that this fall, so hopefully it will be ready by the following spring of 2015. I am also currently working on the prequel to the novel that I have out now. And the prequel is titled Fragile for Now. Get used to that title because title changes often with me. It depends on how creativity feels about the title at the time. But I am working on that, and hopefully that will also be ready by the spring. And other than that, I did start on the sequel also to Supposedly Broken and a couple of other projects, two nonfiction projects that I'm working on regarding single men, the real lives of men who have children, who are single fathers, and also another one about single mothers. The real life of a single mother, those two nonfiction projects. I also started a screenplay. I do not know the order in which those projects will release because creativity just kind of has me all over the place, but I do know that the next novel release will be the prequel to the current book.
Now you were really right when you say you you write everything. That God bless you. That's amazing. And then we didn't say this, but you know, me stalking her now. She lives in Atlanta as well. And you know, that's the thing. Really being in this environment, I'm not giving the hype to Atlanta, but it just is what it is. There's a lot of people that is in the industry here, the film industry. You know, the writing books and all that. So it actually kind of, you know, give you a catalyst, if you will, to kind of really get out there. Because the thing is, we need to know, and I love the words you chose, the real talk of single women, the real talk of a single, you know, because I know people in both of those situations, and, you know, and the kids are grown and some of them still small, and they feel like their voice has not been heard in certain areas because they have a lot of, we could talk all night about the concerns they have from health care to, you know, babysitting at the daycare. You got to pay extra for the kids to stay in daycare to 6 o'clock, that type of thing. So we do commend you. And did y'all hear what she said? She said nonfiction. So nonfiction is that. So some of that is actually what someone is going through. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's my target, is to find single fathers and single mothers who will share their stories so that everyone can be, because the truth behind single fathers is that they're not always not trying to take care of their children. It's a lot of them out there that's trying to do what they need to do and maybe stopped by other obstacles that's not allowing them to do it. I'm not saying that every single father is that way. I'm just saying that they do exist. So I want to get that voice out there. Same with single mothers and what's actually going on, how the struggle is in taking care of a child by yourself when you're doing all that you can. And I'm not saying anything negative about any type of assistance. I'm just saying that there are single mothers who are really doing it, and they're doing it alone. So, yes, I want those. I would like for those voices to be expressed.
Well, I commend you. Actually, I know a couple of people, they texting me now saying, you need to give them. I said, well, wait till I get off the show. I can't get it right now because I don't want to say your name over the airways. But, yes, I commend you. Ooh, wow. That is just amazing that you're doing that. Well, let's get back to your novel, though, because you said it was some struggles. I know we don't want to give it away because we have, you know, we want everybody to, you know, my big thing is supporting and buying the book, okay? but just kind of state the some of the struggles and emotions that you share in your book.
Without giving the book away. Okay. I know that, well, like I said, there are a few cousins. There was one that dealt with being molested / raped by her stepfather. There's one who, like her brother, he witnessed that. So it affected him in terms of his relationships with women, who, how he wanted to treat them and what his standard was for himself as a man. There are two twins that witnessed an abusive relationship between their parents. Their father was physically abusing their mother, and it's a boy and a girl twin, and the male character, he kind of becomes violent, and the female character looks at her mom in a strange way for staying in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then there's another character who lost her mom at an early age, and she kind of grieves that a little bit because she never knew her mom in the way that, you know, she never had that connection because she wasn't old enough to have that connection. Mm-hmm. So, and it affects her life and how she wanted to be the mother for her child. So she didn't want her child to miss having a mother, I'll put it that way.
Wow. So now that's some serious stuff, you guys, that we need to know about. Wow. You have some real life, and that real comes over to the novel as well, that things that we need to really know about. Wow. So that is very powerful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because you know what? Actually, my pastor, Clifford Dollar, I'll say his name on the air, that's what he actually, one of the series that we're talking about, it is about that, you know, what people have gone through. If you don't deal with that at that particular time, because I actually, we had a guest on the show about a month ago, and she said that she was fine until she got to 20, I think she said, she had a baby when she was 25, But when that child became the X time, we'll say five, for example. When the child became 5 years old and that's when she had been molested, that's when it triggered.
Yeah.
And that's when all her emotions came out.
That I have heard of situations similar to that. I have. And not to say that it's easy. These situations are in no way easy to deal with, but they still have to be dealt with because anything that's buried is going to grow. So it does have to be dealt with. So my hope is that anybody who reads the book, if they can relate to a character, that they can either see, you know, I need to deal with this, either because I'm going to end up like this character or I need to end up like this character.
Wow, yeah. But, you know, that's the whole thing, and I say that all the time on the, you know, with the radio and the television show, that if we educate people, that would actually give them the information that they can make a wise decision. So, yes, they are tough topics, but they all over, I mean, Lord, it's all over the TV, our different sitcoms, all that kind of information is out there. So we need to actually be educated on what we need to do to move forward from a situation or a struggle or obstacle that comes in life. So I commend you for that because we need to know that.
Thank you so much.
We need to deal with it because we don't want to continue this in a generational, you know, on and on and on, you know.
Right, exactly. Exactly, because cycles do continue on. We may feel like if we don't deal with, like it's easier not to deal with it, but then we, at the same time, we give that wheel right on to our children, and they pass it on to their children until it's been taken care of. So, yes, I totally agree with that. It will turn into a generational thing if it's allowed to continue to grow.
Yeah. And that's, and you know, we were taught that, especially the South. You know, I'm from the South, so I can talk about it. We were taught, you know, to keep whatever state, like Las Vegas, whatever state occurred in the house, stayed in the house.
Stayed in the house,
you know.
That's true.
So we Yeah. Well, Lord, time is just going. But what we're going to do is, see, she's holding out on us. You know, you guys, she actually is going to give us I just can't wait. You know, we actually posted awesome poetry that year. But she's going to actually take it to a whole nother level when she recites it. Because, you know, you can actually feel that emotion when people say certain things. But what we're going to do, we're going to give her a second to kind of relax her voice a minute. Because, you know, just like performers, you know, they had to relax their voice a minute. And we're going to play a couple of commercials. We actually got some new sponsors in the house. And we're going to come back and actually we're going to witness. I know it's powerful because, you know, I read it, so I got an inside story. No, I'm just kidding. But it's powerful. She's a powerful young lady, and we're going to give her a couple of minutes, and we're going to play our new two sponsors. One, now you guys have seen me out in the public in the ways and byways, and you've seen me actually on Facebook, and you know my makeup artist. My MUA, they call it. She has me looking good, okay? I be looking good. And so we actually have, she's a sponsor now. A good, isn't that amazing when you meet people, they actually want to believe in you and they want to invest in you too, okay? But also after her commercial, we actually have a wonderful young lady that does acting class. She actually, you know, y'all haven't seen it yet, but I'm actually in a couple of little moves and short films that's coming up. But, you know, I had to kind of get stuff together. I couldn't just jump up there like I knew everything. You know, TV Jake said you got to watch a little bit before you can jump out there. So we're going to play that, and we'll be right back. Now, hang on. Y'all don't hang up now because we'll be back. That'll be just about a minute, and we'll come back and Tanya Harris is going to grace us with her poetry. So we'll be right back, and this is Good Deeds.
Okay, ladies, it's time to get this makeup thing right once and for all. So let's bring the professional to you. Call Atlanta's number one mobile makeup artist, Melinda Cannon Jones. Melinda will hook you up with your best look ever. Weddings, galas, special events, or just a night out on the town. Count on quality products, on-time service, and a look that will light up the room. Melinda Cannon Jones, your new mobile makeup artist. Call 470-564-9999. That's 470-564-9999. Follow E. Cannon Jones on Instagram and Facebook.
Hello, and welcome to Class Act Actor Studios, where stars are born, but God comes first. We coach students from ages 4 to 18 and prepare them to audition for agents. Our students learn the skills to go for roles on Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, and others. Our staff of instructors include certified teachers and Screen Actors Guild members. I'd like to invite you to join us at Class Act Actor Studios, where we can help you become the next leading actor.
Woo, girl, I'm back, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We have an awesome young lady in the house today. Woo, this Tanya Harris, I love her spirit. I love her determination. You know, these young people have the, you know, as the old people say, they have the guts to put the story out. And she is doing it on things that, you know, that I think people call them strong topics or something like that. But we need to hear those strong topics because what we said in the first half is what we used to keep it secret, whatever happened. We're not saying we're going to blast it all over the social media networks, what we've been through. But the thing is, we need to actually get this in literature. We need to get this in seminars, plays, and different poetry and different spoken words that we can be educated. That can help us to actually, so what, to enjoy life. That's the whole point of us helping each other so we can enjoy life and everybody can walk in their purpose. And I had to give you a little time to rest, a little bit of time. But Tanya, we're back in the house. Now, you can pick whatever you want to say to us, but we're going to have the listening ears. Now, you guys don't be recording this because you got to actually get the material, buy it, okay? but you can take the stage and just grace us with the awesome poetry that you do.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and do the one that you planted in the event room. And the title of that one is Mind Game. America the beautiful, land of the free, a nation built on the worn backs of slavery, attempts made to beat a culture to believe that we'll forever swing from the branches in which our ancestors were hung. We think we've won because a lie was signed that released chains and removed shackles, but if we refuse to adapt to the God-given ability to achieve, then we're merely pretending to be free while being confined by the mentality that we can't have. Can't be, can't lead, can't see beyond the fields we cultivated where the seed was planted divinely in soil that's fertile enough to grow anything, is watered by heaven's precipitation and has yielded dominion at our feet. Yet we greedily turn our backs to eat the vomit of poverty, of low integrity, and award sovereignty to situations that only exist to prove that we can overcome. Be determined to redefine the lines that we've drawn as the foundation for our mental prisons, cross the threshold of imaginary limits, and experience what our visions grieve, the dreams that we sleep on because we choose to live out our nightmares and cry that they don't care. They, being the hands that waved the 50 stars and 13 stripes that stole our lineage and took lives to build a land of the free. Our reality is that only our hands can stop us from grasping our dreams, the hands that lean on excuses that our obstacles, abuses are too much for us to sustain. Suffering was preordained when arms were stretched wide on a cross, head hung, and sin was lost so we could have the opportunity to achieve the visions placed in our hearts. So America the beautiful and land of the brave, get ready for the seed of a slave to inherit what was built by their bloody hands. Please understand that on every purple mountain majesty and amber wave of grain that was bequeathed to my name, my feet will trod. And I thank God for opening my eyes and allowing me to overcome. In peace.
Now, I told y'all that you don't believe me. Oh, my God, that's powerful.
Thank you.
And you can actually vision what, you know, what you're saying when you, but that's why I say it's on a whole nother level when you actually hear you say the words. Oh, wow. That, ooh, Lord, I can't hardly even say that out.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And these, again, I'm going to say this again, and I'm not saying I'm old by saying this. These young people, Lord have mercy. That's amazing.
You know,
that's
like the way you keep,
ooh, thank
I like
you.
The way you keep referring to me as a young person. I'm really loving that.
Girl, you a mess, Lord have mercy. Now, let me ask you, do you, because somebody's, Lord, they just chiming my phone. I can't hardly keep the background. Now, do you have, they say, you have another? Somebody.
Do I have another one that I can do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can do another one.
Okay.
One. This one is, it's a little bit softer. It's a whole lot softer. It's a love piece, but I can do this one. It's titled Feelings. Why are you here? Taking up space in my mind. occupying my thoughts hours at a time, causing me to wonder where you are, what you're doing, whether you ate. I close my eyes to stalk my memories for glimpses of the shape of your smile. I lick my lips to savor remnants of the taste of your kiss. Throbbing between my hips and moisture between my thighs, cry out for touch because no one and no thing can satisfy the passion that the snapshots of my memories ignite. We agreed that we wouldn't last past one night, and although my mind could see the logic behind the plan we devised, my heart decided that it wanted to love you and forever hold you deep within the rhythm of its beat that murmurs and threatens eternal sleep whenever my thoughts of you disappear. My heart making it clear what it feels to my subconscious, causing it to reveal dreams that consume my thoughts and feast on my concentration, forcing my mind's meditation to become void of any reflection except the impressions that wonder where you are, what you're doing, and whether you ate. And peace.
Law, that's it there. Yeah, because you wonder all those things. God, Lord, have mercy, that's amazing. We commend you, and we just can't wait to the sequel, and oh, Lord, we can't wait to the play and all the other things that you're doing. I mean, you guys going to have to, one that's not in Atlanta, you better just get ready. You know, the international airport is the number one airport, so you can come and see what this girl put down, because she going to be all over the airwaves in the field. That is so powerful. We commend you. The main thing I want to say is thank you for being in your purpose. Thank you that you actually have taken the mantle as the we don't even take it back what the old preachers say, the mantle of your purpose, because this needs to be said, what you're doing. So we really thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. And
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, before I go, I was going to mention the name of the book again, Supposedly Broken. It is available on Amazon, Google Play, Nook, Hudson Booksellers, and AshevilleBlackBooks.com. And also, currently, I am running a campaign to raise money to help fight against breast cancer. And 25% of every paperback sale that's purchased from my hand will be donated to the American Breast Cancer Foundation. And that order can be made by sending me a request to authortanya@gmail.com.
Okay, say that one more time, let me see.
My email is authortanya@gmail.com. That's authortanya@gmail.com.
All right. Well, also give us your other contact information, like on social media, because so we can, you know, we need to like your page. We need to, you know, support you on social media as well.
Okay. I can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+, all as Author Tanya Harris. So you go on there and you find me, I'm there. Author Tanya Harris. That's who I am.
That's amazing. We thank you. You know, time go by so quick. You know, everybody keeps
it
saying
does.
I need to go to an hour. I said, I need to go into an hour, I guess. But we thank you, Tanya Harris, for taking time out your busy schedule to be here with us is good deeds. We don't take it for granted. We do appreciate your time.
No problem at all. And, again, I really appreciate you having me. I really had a good time, and any time in the future that you want me to come back, I will.
Uh-oh, you see, we got that recorded that I told the staff. We got she said she'll come back. But now she's a wonderful young lady, and we treat our people good here, so, you know, that's a good thing. But we really thank her for taking time out and being with us. You know, guys, time goes so fast. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. But you know how to contact us. It's gooddeedslive.com. And, you know, we'll spread and sow with the radio and television show. We actually will make announcements very soon. We're going to be on another network, and actually maybe two more networks in regards to the television. So we are just so excited. And, you know, if you guys want to become a partner with us that you can actually get your information out, please contact us. If you want to just do a commercial like the wonderful people did today, please contact us at gooddeedslive.com. Or you can inbox us or anything like that on social media, you know, Renee Sunday or Good Deeds Radio and Television Show on social media. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.